Look, I think it's very unfortunate. I don't think anybody particularly wants to see lots of workers coming into the country from any location in the current climate. But I think the positions, from what I can gather, if they are in Keelings, and we don't know that for sure, they could be, and possibly are, in other businesses as well, but they've been advertised. And I think, you know, isn't it unfortunate that in a situation where we have so many people on social welfare, that there is a requirement for any organisation to bring workers in from an external country to come and do work here, where we have people who could fulfil those positions within the Irish community. So I think that it's definitely troubling.
Yeah. The point I was saying to John Brady was, though, it sounds like from the statement from Keelings that these are seasonal workers, they come in every year. So this has been going on for a while, and I suppose to raise the issue of how much they're paid and all that sort of stuff, you know, is last year's issue or the year before's issue, which went unnoticed. It's only the fact that it's acute now, the fact that they weren't social distancing on the plane, and maybe the regime for picking fruit. I don't know what social distancing is like, but they seem to not be able to adhere to the rules in many people's opinion.
Well, I think, look, you know, people travelling to do work on farms has been happening for a very long time. My grandparents moved to the UK to do that, which was long before the pandemic, you know, many, many, many decades ago. Social distancing in a farm environment is possible, and all organisations where they have employees going into the workplace, it doesn't matter where the employees are coming from, organisations and employers have to put in place the most reasonable measures possible in adherence with the HSE guidelines. The guys are going in and they're checking different premises and talking to employers about what's in place. So I think it's more likely that they will have proper social distancing in place. They will have put proper protocols and structures in place. Like, at the end of the day, whether the workers that are there are from an Irish setting or whether they're migrant workers coming in from whatever country, the laws that apply to employees in Ireland stand in relation to the Organisational Working Time Act, in relation to health and safety legislation, in relation to dealing with this current pandemic. So the rules that are in place are applicable regardless of where the employees are coming from. And social distancing is part of the rules of the workplace in the current situation, and having the correct protocols in place. Now, it's not perfect. And, you know, a lot of organisations can't necessarily maintain a 2 metres distance. But you see that in supermarkets, for example. We're going in and we see screens going up and lots of staff jumping up, something similar, you know, behind the scenes where we can't see them, to create a distance between employees, and they're staggering lunch breaks, and they're only allowing certain numbers of people into rooms at a certain time to have rest periods. So organisations are taking steps in relation to all of the recommendations from the HSE. And I think in Ireland, we have been, overall, we've been very good at listening to the healthcare professionals and doing what we've been told to do in relation to this pandemic. So I think that it's more likely that those organisations are putting in place whatever measures are possible.
Yeah, and they say, Keelings say, and I take your point absolutely, that there's other people as well that will be looking for seasonal workers, and they say that they're implementing all the HSE and government guidelines to ensure that they are protecting the health of all our people. So they're saying all the answers apart from the one about getting on the plane where they're all sitting together.
Yeah, the travelling. I mean, I suppose that was the one that surprised me, because I sort of naively perhaps thought that the airports were closed, broadly speaking, except for emergency travel and this.
And cargo.
It is employees coming in. It's not emergency travel. You know, I do want to have my strawberries. They are an important part of my Irish summer, but I don't call them Crisco. So I was more surprised that they were allowed to travel than in anything to do with Keelings or any other organization in terms of having them on the work premises once they're here. You know, these people are in the country at this stage. And right now it's about how do we manage the social distancing and ensure that they have the 2 weeks of isolation prior to coming out.
Well, they didn't say isolation, just restricted movement. No, not even that.
No.
Restricted movement, whatever that is.
Very restricted movement.
Anyway, let me bring in author Adele O'Neill from Arklow. Hi, Adele.
Hi, Declan. Hi, Louisa. How are you guys?
Hi.
You probably like your strawberries and raspberries or whatever as much as anybody else.
Oh, I do. I do, absolutely. But I tell you what I like more. I think I like people to do things the way they're supposed to do and to be able to depend on systems to support this current climate that we're in, you know. I mean, I stood on a road yesterday to watch a funeral go by of a person who had died and to watch the family grieve and grieve in such a way, in a restricted way, in a completely unsupported way because the community couldn't show up for them. And to find out that Keelan's then can bring in these 189 workers, you know, migrate them into the country for the purposes of picking strawberries, it just sort of feels ironic and it feels a little bit insulting really to the families that are grieving or to the health workers that are completely and utterly inundated with shifts trying to, you know, get control of this issue. So that's, I do like my strawberries and I don't think I have any issue. I agree with what Louisa was saying there. Protocols will be adhered to. Health and safety will be adhered to, but what wasn't adhered to was there was 189 migrant workers put on a plane with Irish cabin crew staff and there was no social distancing, you know, which basically means that Ireland is open for business. I mean, that plane was chartered through Ryanair and, you know, so Ireland is open for business if flights like that can arrive into Dublin Airport. So that sort of goes against the grain when we're all going to all these extreme measures, particularly with the families that are dealing with bereavements or sick patients or sick people in their families, particularly when you look at the HSE workers and all of them. And I'm particularly invested in this because my own sister works in the National Ambulance Service. I haven't seen her since all this kicked off. None of us have seen her. We've had to isolate away from her because she is on the front. She is on the cold front. So it just feels like a little bit of an insult to fly all these guys in. And I hear what you're saying, Declan, about, well, this is a contract. They come in every season. But, I mean, we've all had contracts that had to be broken. We've all had promises that we couldn't follow through on because of the circumstances.
Because of changing times. Okay, let me put another one to you, because many people are making the point that Irish people who've lost their jobs should do it. But that would mean trekking off to St. Margaret's or beyond the airport there where this particular company grows all its fruit, or maybe down to Wexford, or so look at all the strawberries there. It would mean that Irish people would be not staying within 2 kilometres. Would that be okay?
Well, if it's essential, because the guidelines are that if you need to do essential work, I mean, I know people who are travelling from Arklow to Dublin hospitals, to Wexford hospitals, to Waterford hospitals. It's essential work. It's not as essential as the HSE, but it is deemed to be essential. And I, like I said, I don't doubt that Keelings are putting in place all the health and safety protocols once they're on site. I think the major issue here was bringing these workers in the climate that we're in and in the way that they were brought in, you know. So I'd have no problem. And I would imagine, it, like Louisa said, it is impossible to social distance on very picking farms. I would imagine it is possible,
right,
to do so.
They say about, also, they say they have worked tirelessly to implement HSE and government guidelines to ensure we're protecting the health of all our people. This includes thorough and repeated COVID-19 safety coaching and instruction to follow the HSE guidelines, which includes 14 days of restricted movement for any arrivals in the country prior to starting work in Keelings. Let me just go back to Louisa. Louisa, obviously these people in foreign countries, probably there's no job there, and they rely on these jobs every year. Maybe they're lucrative. As you mentioned, Irish people used to go to Scotland. That's why we've got, you know, Glasgow Celtic Football Club. People used to go to Scotland to work. So here's Romanians coming over. They come over seasonally. Before they left, they had to fill in health questionnaires and they were medically examined, which included temperature checks at the airport before they travelled. Is that any reassurance?
I mean, it's great that they're doing all of that. And the probability is that these people do not have it and are perfectly healthy, and maybe they're putting themselves at more risk by coming into Ireland than they are putting us at risk in terms of them coming in. But I think, as Del said, the issue really is, you know, as I said, I was kind of surprised to see so many people in the airport. I didn't understand that was even a possibility in the current climate. I thought that the airlines were down to sort of medical personnel, bringing the doctors home, bringing in PPE, etc., not bringing people in for this type of situation. I know almost all organisations, if not all organisations in the country, are doing a form of sort of two-week social, not beyond social distance. The people who come back into the country from the beginning of March aren't allowed to go on to work premises for the first 2 weeks. But obviously they have to somewhere, they have to live somewhere, they have to have food and all the rest of that. So it's about how that being managed during this period of time, and how are they ensuring that there is social, I'm not sure what the word was, you know, extreme distancing.
Restricted movement,
Movement, thank you, of those individuals for that period of time. So that needs to be managed by somebody, because if you're travelling in to Ireland from any country, and you're coming here to work, you know, you haven't organised somewhere to live. You're not bringing food with you. You're not bringing enough supplies to last 2 weeks. So, you know, that would be a question, I think, that would be worth addressing.
Okay.
For many of the organisations that are doing this, in terms of the structures that they're putting in place to ensure that these individuals are not coming into contact with anybody for that period of 2 weeks, to, again, just reassure people that they don't have any conditions or concerns in relation to COVID-19 and bringing it into the country.
All right, so got to leave it there. Thank you both. I hope you're both doing well. Yeah, all good?
Yeah. Surviving.
Very good. A fertile time, Adele, for maybe writing yet another novel to go number one, as you have done.
Maybe. In other circumstances, maybe.
Very good. Good to talk to you both. Thank you very much indeed.
Likewise.
Thank you. That's Adele O'Neill and Louisa Meehan there. Some of your comments. Clodagh in Bray says, this is so wrong right now. Aoife on Instagram, the government are paying people more to stay at home. Why work? Workers need it. Workers gotten. Another comment from Aoife on Instagram. This, they will be self-isolating for 2 weeks. Lots of flights still coming into Dublin. Well, it's not self-isolating. Restricted movement. We haven't got a clarification on that, Aoife, but some sort of, anyway, some sort of not the norm, it seems to be. Now, Adam Burke on Facebook says, this video achieves exactly what it set out to achieve. Outrage. Finger-pointing. People will ignore the information that informs them as to why this has happened and what precautions have been taken to make it happen. I would have as many questions about our current government as the next person, but I can also look at things pretty objectively and identify this as exactly what it is. Scaremongering. If you're going to be outraged by this, you should also be outraged by the person who filmed it, who left their house knowing the flight was coming in to film it, who is not an essential worker so shouldn't have made the journey or hung around in the arrivals hall to film it, and who clearly doesn't obey the social distancing guidelines in the video itself. Getting very close to the security guard and a third party in the footage, practice what you preach. This video isn't helpful. It's a setup, simple, says Adam. And just to reply, a couple of things in there, Adam. And it was that the persons that we heard it from initially were workers in the airport, or at least they claimed to be workers in the airport, and they seemed to have a lot of knowledge as regards the systems in the airport. So they were probably there anyway to do it. And to agree with you, that I noticed some people who normally comment on maybe a distrust of foreigners actually have been one of the first people actually to comment on this in a negative way. But it doesn't get away from the worry that people have that people were not self-isolating on the aeroplane coming in, and secondly, you know, the fact that maybe it hasn't been explained fully how they will be looked after in the first 14 days. Anyway, comments welcome. 087 77 11 103.